Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you were online at all over the weekend, you probably saw headlines about these racist, horrible white kids from Kentucky who taunted and bullied a Native American leader, an Indian guy who was just minding his own business in Washington. Then if you actually clicked and watched the videos of the alleged incident, a different story was told. And this thing just gets more and more ominous. And I think the people it's indicting aren't the kids. It's the mainstream media. Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent who joins us this morning. And I had several people text me and email me, Jim, saying, thank goodness ABC actually aired all of the videos last night to try to clear this up and show what did and did not happen, because they didn't feel like the other networks were very fair about it.
Hey, John. Yeah, I think that it's the classic case of one point of view showing one thing. From a different point of view, you see something else. You hear this in courtrooms all the time, that different witnesses have different accounts of what's happening. And certainly that was the case at the Lincoln Memorial, as several different protests and demonstrations were just wrapping up or some just getting underway, and people coming into conflict like this. Luckily, I mean, thank heavens there were no physical conflicts, John, but I think what you have shaping up is a he said, she said between the different organizations. The Covington Catholic High School junior who was standing there, Nick Sandman in his Make America Great Again cap, and Nathan Phillips, who's an elder in the Omaha tribe, a 65-year-old Vietnam veteran who was standing there banging this drum. The images are startling at first, but they don't tell the entire story, John.
Well, let's back up. It seems like the kids from this school who were wearing Make America Great hats, I mean, which is not a crime or a, you know, in my world, it's not a middle finger to the rest of society. I know some people feel like that's what it is, but I don't think that that's a fair statement. They just finished in the March for Life on Friday. And then the initial video that I showed that kind of added to these headlines that the kids were taunting the Native American elder doesn't show that that the Native American elder Vietnam veteran kind of walked into their crowd with this drum, and it looked to me stood like less than a foot away from the guy's face, banging the drum in his face. Is there any explanation as for why this individual would do that? I mean, what was he trying to achieve?
Well, yeah, in almost 2 hours worth of video, you see a third element here. The black Hebrew Israelites who were yelling and things at the kids, yelling at the Native American group that was protesting there. Phillips says that he was walking out there to try to get between the black Hebrew Israelites and the Covington Catholic High School students who were there. And that's when this whole circle formed around him and around Sandman. So, you know, again, we're talking about so many different accounts of so much that was going on there, and a lot of video. Who knows what else might be out there showing what some other perspective on this.
Yeah. Well, it certainly wasn't what the original headline showed. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent, appreciate the update here. It had the potential to be a terrible story for these young people because, boy, social media just crushed them based on the headlines. And then once people actually started watching the unedited videos, I think they were vindicated. And a lot of people started apologizing to that. Thank goodness we have these video cameras everywhere today. And does it not make you go look back over the last 20 or 30 years and think, how many other things did we get wrong? Because someone either was not fully informed or they were just flat out dishonest. And I hate to say it, but I think a lot of the people who were writing these stories this weekend were dishonest, trying to perpetuate the idea that white teenage boys are awful and innately racist, and this was just their latest effort to put that out there. When the video showed, I think, you watch it yourself, don't trust me on it, watch it yourself, I think the video shows that the original narrative was not true. And then you heard Jim talk about the black Israelites. I mean, they were using the N-word and calling people names and taunting. And I mean, the worst stuff was associated with them. That just kind of got passed over in the whole drama until now. You should check it out before you believe the headlines that are out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.